Nunes said he was going to bring this up with the FBI and ask the agency to investigate the leak and find out whether Flynn himself is a target of a law enforcement investigation. The Washington Compost reported last month that Flynn was not the target of an FBI probe. The background here is important. Three people, once affiliated with Trump's presidential campaign, Carter Page, Paul Manafort, and Roger Stone, are being investigated by the FBI and the intelligence community for their contacts with the Russian government. This is part of a wider inquiry into Russia's role in hacking and distributing emails of leading Democrats before the election. Flynn himself traveled in 2015 to Russia to attend a conference put on by the country's propaganda network, Russia Today. He has acknowledged he was paid through his, you know, folks, for all I know, my communications with Eben Trainholm and our airing of some content from Russia Today has me under investigation. As I said, I don't think I'm an important or a threat to these people, but let me just say, I have vertigo. I do not go to the top of tall buildings and meander out onto their roofs. I won't even open a window in a tall building. I don't like to swim the Mississippi River. As a matter of fact, I don't swim rivers at all. So if I wind up at the bottom of a river with some concrete shoes or I fall out of a 40-story building, you'll know really what happened. Back to the story. But that's all these allegations are at this point, unanswered questions. It's possible that Flynn has more ties to Russia than he kept from the public and his colleagues. It's also possible that a group of national security bureaucrats and former Obama administration officials are selectively leaking highly sensitive law enforcement information to undermine the elected government. This is exactly what happened, the undermining of the elected government, when Emperor Robart I, a so-called judge, I'll concur with the president on that one, ordered the Justice Department to not carry out President Trump's orders. As president, I want you to listen to this week's episode of the Constitution Hour. I think we have a preview of it. Because I asked Kevin Gutzman a question again about Judge Robart and about the executive order. And he said, Mike, there's nothing to talk about here. There's no issue. There's no constitutional issue here to parse. It's as simple as this. Trump is the president. He was elected president. He and only he can issue an executive order. When it comes to what the law says, passed back in the 1950s, he does get to determine. And Professor Gutzman said he's something even more magnificent profound. He said that, you know, the idea that, well, we don't know how he arrived at his conclusion. And so therefore, since we weren't in a room, we're going to say no because he's a bigot. Gutzman's take, the author of The Politically Incorrect Guide to the Constitution and the hot-selling book right now in the Founders Trading Post. Can you believe we still have copies of Thomas Jefferson Revolutionary, autographed by Kevin Gutzman, sitting in there collecting dust in the Trading Post? And you're going to go get one from Amazon that doesn't have Kevin's signature on it? Go to MikeChurch.com/shop. Go get one while you can. Order some coffee, too, while you're there. Thank you very much. Kevin Gutzman, and I'll play the clip later. But, Mike, there's something even more troubling going on here. If a president can't make decisions, a subjective decision, in private, without revealing how he made the decision, because some people demand and say that they have a right to hear it when no such right has ever existed, well, then how can a government operate? In other words, there may be things that went into the making of that decision that are secret. And as Professor Gutzman and I discussed, even during the ratification convention in Virginia, when Patrick Henry was opposing ratifying the Constitution, he even conceded to Edmund Randolph, who was leading the charge for the ratification of the Constitution, he conceded that, yes, I could see that there would be times when the government has to operate in secrecy, but the purse must always be public. You have to show what the purse is. So this is profound stuff here, folks. I mean, the depth of what this federal judge and the Justice Department is attempting to do here, well, you already know my take on it. Now we have Professor Gutzman's take on it. Trump should ignore the court. He should execute the order as is, it was written, and ignore them. Back to Eli Lake at today's Bloomberg.com. Obama officials are selectively leaking highly sensitive law enforcement data information to undermine the elected government. Flynn was a fat target for the national security state, writes Eli Lake. Flynn was a fat target. He has cultivated a reputation as a reformer and a fierce critic of the intelligence community leaders he once served with when he was the director of the Defense Intelligence Agency under Obama. Flynn was working to reform the intelligence industrial complex, something that threatened the bureaucratic prerogatives of his rivals. That's why I read the whole thing about the deep state in the first hour. He was also a fat target for Democrats. Remember Flynn's breakout national moment last summer was when he joined the crowd at the RNC from the dais calling for Hillary Clinton to be jailed. In normal times, the idea that U.S. officials entrusted with our most sensitive secrets would selectively disclose them to undermine the White House would alarm those worried about creeping authoritarianism. Imagine if intercepts of a call between Obama's incoming national security advisor and Iran's foreign minister leaked to the press before the nuclear negotiations began. The howls of indignation would be deafening. In the end, it was Trump's decision to cut Flynn loose. In doing this, he caved into his political and bureaucratic opposition. Nunes told me Monday night that this will not end well. First, it's Flynn. Next, it will be Kellyanne Conway. Then it will be Steve Bannon. Then it will be Reince Priebus. Put another way, Flynn is only the appetizer. Trump is the entree.